Track 8. Where land meets sea on the wild Norfolk coastline, a rare ecosystem plays its part in preserving our planet. An award-winning photographer shares her love of the Norfolk salt marsh.
I've just got back from a walk on the salt marsh. It's winter and the low tide, primeval oozing mud, was lapped by the North Sea. The east wind clawed at my sinuses. It was bleak. But then there were clouds of lapwings swirling. Brent geese muttered like grumpy old men as they browsed the sea blight. Redshank and curlew searched for food and then rose into the air, calling their haunting marsh song. My heart lifted. Bitingly cold, grey-brown and featureless, this was certainly my view of the salt marsh when we bought a home in North Norfolk several years ago. With a long career in garden photography, I was used to colour and form in my plant life, often choreographed with great skill by a gardener with a detailed understanding of their patch of the semi-natural world. The salt marsh was not like that. There was no one here to design, nurture and control. And yet, looking more closely, the tapestry-like layers of plants were arranged perfectly without any human hand to guide them. Grey-green purslane, red flush of samphire, silvery-brown seed heads, a herbaceous border of the natural world. The more time I spent on the salt marsh, the more intrigued I became. Over several years and countless walks, I became aware of its rhythms. The seasons, the ebb and flow of tides, the bird migrations. It felt like a place in touch with itself and with the natural world, the most connected that I had ever encountered. The salt marsh woke me up. I became aware of another world outside my orbit of the man-made, a world that has existed from time out of mind. During the pandemic, I had started to take frequent walks along the local coast path. In the beginning, this was a way of caring for my mental health. As time passed, I started to notice more and to walk with my camera. With the turn of the seasons, I watched changes in plant colour and form, and in wildlife migrants, geese, egret, Arctic tern, and more recently, a conservation success, the return of the spoonbill. I learnt more about the intricacy of this ecosystem and what it does for us all. The salt marsh is a natural sponge city, soaking up water and tidal energy, protecting coastline and human habitation from extreme storms. It is a carbon sink, capturing carbon so efficiently, up to 40 times faster than forests, that it is sometimes referred to as a blue forest. But it is in decline. Since 1860, more than 85% of England's salt marshes have been lost, either to rising sea levels or changes in land use. It is resilient. Native plant species have evolved to survive submersion for short periods on exceptionally high tides. UK Environment Agency flood predictions have this area of coastline, North Norfolk, regularly underwater at high tide by 2050 due to rising seas and more extreme storms. This potentially spells the end of this important ecosystem. As demand for editorial photography waned, I had been exploring a move into fine art imagery and making workshops, encouraging people into nature via photography. As my relationship with the salt marsh grew, this developed into an awakening to what was happening globally: pollution, massive loss of biodiversity, the climate crisis. A realisation of how we extract from nature as if it's there solely for human use. A recognition that non-human species have as much right as we do to live meaningfully on the planet. And that more than human ecosystems, like the salt marsh, are critical to all of our continued existence. We are part of nature, not apart from it. Over time, my pathway has evolved from an intellectual exploration into a heart-led response to what is happening to us all, and an urgent need to honour non-human life in the best way I can. This project is a celebration of the beyond money value of the natural world that we are part of and upon which we depend. In autumn 2024, I broke my wrist. Unable to work professionally, the images I've continued making in short bursts on this project have empowered my mental recovery process, helping me to move through frustration and loss into feeling acceptance and determination to make the best of where I am right now. It works most of the time. This summer, I have been lucky enough to have two spaces agreed for a solo exhibition featuring the salt marsh. This positive creative action gives me hope. It is easy for me to slide into hopelessness at the state of our world right now. The situation is bleak, but there is still time. There are a lot of us. What we do, however imperfectly, matters. Knowing this, I can face the worst of it and do what I can, making work, talking to people, educating, encouraging. When life gets overwhelming, I walk on the marsh. I watch birds flying over, hunting, flocking, roosting. I watch the ever-changing sea roll in and out. The turn of the seasons with delicate drifts of sea lavender in summer and a brief fiery blaze of sea blight in autumn. In those moments, I can let go of anxiety for the future and be in the moment. I can find peace. My hope is that this project will connect others as I have been connected to this beautiful, resilient, fragile, more than human ecosystem. The exhibition. Based in Norfolk, Annie Green Armitage is an award-winning garden photographer and feature writer of more than 25 years, published regularly in books and magazines worldwide. She is also an accredited counsellor and psychotherapist. Recently, she has shifted emphasis, creating work that makes links between mental health, the natural world, and climate change to try to inspire understanding and love for our human interconnectedness with nature and to encourage action to prevent its unnecessary destruction. Her first solo exhibition, Norfolk Salt Marsh, A Fragile World, is showing at the Norfolk Wildlife Trust Centre, Cly Next the Sea, from June 26 to July the 9th. See norfolkwildlifetrust.org.uk. And at the Maltings, Wells Next to Sea, from July 11th to the 19th. See wellsmaltings.org.uk. Her book on the salt marsh, Blue Forest, will be published on July the 1st, and a recording of specially commissioned music and spoken word incorporating field recordings made on the salt marsh will also accompany the exhibition.